This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up a bit later, Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals will join us, and Dan Colco will join us in studio. It is Nationals opening day, so lots to look forward to. Time to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Thanks to our next guest for popping on, basically unscheduled.
Short notice.
John Rothstein, College Hoops Insider for CBS Sports, content creator, host of the College Hoops Today podcast for Compass Media. John, thanks for joining us, man, on short notice. We appreciate that.
No problem, fellas. Happy Thursday to all of you.
Happy Thursday. Yeah. Happy Sweet 16 day. So how did we get to this point where there's so much upheaval in College Park, as you've dubbed it, the spring break capital of the Northeast, with Kevin Willard, you know, airing the dirty laundry before the Grand Canyon game, and then he came on the Team 980 AM here, and he was joined by Kevin Sheehan. He basically said, as of right now, I'm staying at Maryland, and then yesterday during his press conference, he was asked a question about his future and the NIL revenue sharing and how things are going with Mike Locksley at College Park. He completely ignored the question. Like, how have we gotten here? The game has been completely overshadowed by the Kevin Willard drama.
Yeah, I mean, Maryland's in the Sweet 16 for the first time in 9 years, and it feels like literally the game tonight against Florida is a backdrop to everything that's going on this week. And that's unfortunate for fans of Maryland basketball, but it's the utmost truth, because Kevin Willard now is in a position where he has a lot of leverage. He was offered on Selection Sunday an opportunity to remain at the University of Maryland and become one of the top 10 highest paid coaches in the sport. But as we know, there is one major power conference opening left in the college basketball coaching carousel. That is Villanova, and Villanova is waiting on a yes or a no from Kevin Willard before they decide to move forward in a different direction.
So do you know anything about the Villanova offer? Did they make an official offer to Willard?
You know, this is what I know, guys, and this is what I can tell you. Villanova has been very judicious in its search, and Villanova, if it wanted to have hired another potential head coach that they've talked to, they would have hired another coach.
Right.
I know for a fact that Villanova has had contact with several people since it parted ways with Kyle Neptune that are no longer coaching in the NCAA tournament. One of them was Richard Pitino, who took the Xavier job the other night because he had an opportunity to obviously get a Big East job and didn't want to wait to see what happened with Villanova because he had the opportunity to be the head coach at Xavier. So when you're looking at things right now from 30,000 feet, it's pretty clear. Villanova is waiting on Kevin Willard before it moves forward and it starts in a different direction.
So if Willard departs, let's just run this hypothetical. He leaves for Villanova. He leaves for a place that's not going to give as much money to the football program because they have a subdivision team. He just thinks the grass is greener there. What happens to Maryland? Who fills the void at Maryland? Because as you're mentioning, these other coaches are filling in the openings, like Patino at Xavier and Sean Miller goes to Texas. So, like, where would the Terps turn if Willard up and bolts for Philadelphia?
And who makes the decision?
Villanova?
Since they don't have an acting athletic director, who makes that decision?
These are all things which I think, you know, over the next week could cause the sales at Bentley's to be through the roof. Because Maryland fans are going to have to drown their sorrows. And this is the peculiar thing, guys. Maryland has the opportunity and the personnel to still win multiple games in this NCAA tournament and get to a Final Four. This is all on the table for Maryland, but again, the game and the team, which has been obviously really, really strong over the last month of the season, is all a backdrop right now to what's going on with the head coach.
John, some of the if he does go to Villanova, why isn't it okay just to make it public or make it known? The players don't care. I mean, the players in McNeese aren't stupid. They knew Will Wade was leaving. The players at VCU, they're not stupid. They knew Odom was leaving. The players at Colorado State knew Medved was leaving. You still want to go out and win games, but if he's going to take the Villanova job, just you put it all to rest. Okay, I'm going to Villanova. Let's just go out and win a national championship.
Yeah, I can't speak for Kevin Willard, but it's really, really clear this. Kevin Willard has all the leverage in the situation. Kevin Willard is obviously, you know, you can't change people when they get to a certain age. People are who they are. He is going to let this thing play out as it's played out this week, which has become, I think, one of the stories of the Sweet 16, which is unfortunate for Maryland fans. But the guy holds all the power right now because Maryland, again, in Kevin Willard's defense, does not have an athletic director. Maryland also wants to have an infrastructure in place at Maryland. So if he stays, he feels like he has the bells and whistles needed to make Maryland again the program that he hopes it can be. And now we have a situation where, you know, again, this is all lingering.
Mm-hmm. John, you're a Philly guy, I believe. Tell us what Villanova is like.
He's New York.
Oh, you're a New York guy. Okay. What is the lore of Villanova versus a program like Maryland in the Big Ten?
I mean, I think the allure of Villanova is this, you know, the resources that Villanova has as the college basketball landscape has shifted is going to be, you know, immense in terms of what they can invest in the program, the way they're going to travel, the way that they're going to have resources for NIL. Obviously, with revenue sharing coming to the forefront, they're going to have a tremendous amount of resources to build a team. Kevin Willard also has tremendous familiarity with the Big East, with being at a basketball-centric school, and compared to his last Big East job, Villanova is a major, major step up to the resources and the infrastructure that he had when he was at Seton Hall.
John, the portal has been open for 4 days, and you know, that's a lot of people question why the portal is open during the NCAA tournament. I kind of understand it with so many players, you kind of have to spread it out. But the question is, with the portal open, who's making decisions at Villanova now with no head coach? And then who's making the decisions at Maryland if we don't know if Willard's going to be back? So if who's being targeted at both schools?
Well, Maryland right now, again, is in a holding pattern because they're still playing. And as I said, they can win a couple of games and get to a Final Four. As far as Villanova goes, Villanova is playing in the college basketball crown next week, you know. Interim head coach Mike Nardi is going to coach them in that event. And then, you know, Villanova is going to be a holding pattern until it hires a new head coach. And Maryland is going to be a holding pattern if, you know, Kevin Willard leaves to take the Villanova job.
This is crazy.
We're joined by John Rothstein, College Hoops insider for CBS Sports. You just tweeted this 5 minutes ago that the transfer portal opening in the middle of the NCAA tournament is terrible for college basketball. I agree. Why can't they just wait until the day after the tournament ends? Why can't they just shift the calendar?
I agree wholeheartedly. Yep. I think the Tuesday after the Final Four, after the national championship game, would be ideal. If it started next Monday after the Elite Eight, I could deal with it. But guys, we are constantly working all year long. And I know for me personally, somebody who goes to practices in the summer and obviously does content all year long, you're working for the NCAA tournament because it's the greatest event that we have in sports. And now this portal, while it's obviously become a necessary evil for teams to, you know, build their program and things like that, and I understand that, I embrace that, but it's overshadowing the sport's greatest event. Yeah. This is cannibalization, like at a Silence of the Lambs caliber level.
Yeah. So let's get in. The college football portal opens early December when teams are prepping for conference championships.
Yep.
I mean, it's nuts. All right, let me ask you this. Let's just say Willard does move to Villanova. All right. Give me a couple names that
I you can't. There's no surefire guy right now. Right. I mean, you know, Maryland is still an attractive job. I think they could get a sitting power conference head coach. I think somebody like Tony Skin down the road, who I reported last week that has finalized an extension to stay at George Mason, could be an attractive. But there is no person out there, you know, that you look at, you know, and say, like, this guy is, you know, a lock to be, you know, makes a lot of sense. There's no candidate that you look at and say, that's the guy.
Can I throw a name out?
Sure.
Mike Bray.
I hear that. I think that makes a lot of sense from a Tide perspective, but you know, is Maryland going to hire somebody, you know, who has been out of college basketball, this landscape? Does Mike want to do this at 66? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you know, he was very interested in the job before they hired Turgeon, and I'm not saying that they're going to target him.
That was 15 years ago.
Yeah, I get it.
Hey, John, let me ask you this. We've talked about the leverage that Willard has. He's got the hammer, but my question is, why is he so coveted? You look at his career, 18 years. This is his first Sweet 16. Look, I know he was at Iona. He was at Seton Hall, which is not a powerhouse. But is he just coveted because there aren't that many guys left standing at this point? Like, why is he such a valuable commodity, in your opinion? Or in Villanova's opinion?
Kevin's a really, really good coach, guys. And I know that. You know, sometimes I think the NCAA tournament success, you know, gets in the way of that. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But Kevin has, you know, familiarity with Villanova from his days in the Big East. He once beat Villanova in the Big East tournament title game in 2016. Kevin's a really, really good coach, as he's showing this year, you know, at Maryland. But, you know, also, you know, Villanova moving forward now for the first time in 55 years to somebody outside of the Villanova family for their head coaching spot, they're going to want somebody of a certain ilk. And Kevin Willard has the pedigree and obviously, you know, the resume of somebody who has great familiarity and success in the Big East. And I could see why that would be attractive to Villanova.
Hey, John, we know you're super busy. We appreciate you hopping on with us last minute. Thanks so much for the time, man. We'll have you on again soon.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the game.
Yep, we'll try. Man. It's John Rothstein, at John Rothstein. No H in it in his name. He's a College Hoops insider for CBS Sports. He was nice enough to take some time out of his very busy schedule to join us.
In terms of his coaching chops, I read one article where he's been named Coach of the Year 7 times. Mm-hmm. Now, this is different spots, different levels. I think people think he's a good coach. I do wonder, you know, his answer. Maybe we can play this early. We played it very much at the top of the show. His non-answer to the question was pretty telling about a guy who just doesn't want to deal with it anymore, but he kind of opened the door to all this stuff.
Yeah, then
you know what I mean? He opened the door a week ago by airing all the dirty laundry and saying Damon Evans is leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't happy with not being able to stay at a hotel an extra night and all that stuff. So he started there.
Yeah.
And the stories continued and lingered as the team won and advanced to Sweet 16. And then this is how he answered a question yesterday.
Very open the last week about, you know, trying to get greater NIL share, revenue share. I'm sure you saw Mike Loxley yesterday said he would prefer to keep some of these issues in-house. Why have you felt like kind of bringing this discussion in the open has been the best way to advocate for your program?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I think our biggest thing is we got to stop Clayton. He's really good. He shoots the basketball going left 48%. He shoots it right going at like 38%. So really the last couple of days, trying to come up with a game plan to stop you know, Clayton, because I just think he's one of the best guards in the country that we've seen. And then really, you know, obviously trying to fix our rebounding woes have been at the top of my mind, too. So, yeah, it's a big problem.
I don't laugh a lot, and I don't smile a lot. That makes me smile.
It makes you snot your knee.
That answer does, yes.
Yeah. All right.
So but, you know, he did come out and say, and then Loxley criticized the whole situation, and I don't know, maybe his agent got to him, or maybe the Villanova people got to him, maybe the president of Maryland got to him and said, we can't talk about this anymore publicly, and that's how he reacted.
Are you welcome to call us throughout an open line Thursday, brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can chime in on the latest Kevin Willard drama. The Terps are in the Sweet 16 tonight against Florida. It's Nationals opening day. There's a ton going on. When we come back, we'll be joined by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. That's coming up at 825.